From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. In Iraq, police say that a coordinated series of car bomb attacks has killed at least 112 people and wounded more than 400. Bombs exploded at five separate spots around Baghdad. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from the Iraqi capital.
Police say the bombs, mostly detonated by suicide attackers, struck near government buildings, a courthouse, an office building used by the finance ministry, and the labor ministry. This is the bomb that struck near the labor ministry, recorded during a conversation with an Iraqi official. At that bombing site, workers carried out black body bags and searched through the scorched wreckage of cars for human body parts. The blast left a crater about 6 feet deep, but there was little apparent damage to the ministry building itself. The attacks are the most deadly since a twin bombing in October that killed at least 155 people. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, will appear before House and Senate committees today with U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Carl Eikenberry. It will be their first appearance since President Obama approved 30,000 more troops to battle a resurgent Taliban and train Afghan forces. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Now that an increase in U.S. troops has been decided, the key question for both Eikenberry and McChrystal, how long will it take American forces to rout the Taliban and turn over security to Afghan forces? President Obama has been silent on any timetable, saying only he planned to bring some troops home beginning in July 2011. McChrystal initially wanted to double the number of Afghan soldiers and police within the next 5 years, but the Obama administration backed off that plan, instead favoring a training effort that would be reviewed each year. Another sticking point, Ambassador Eikenberry opposed sending any more U.S. troops in a memo to the president and never told General McChrystal. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama makes a speech on the economy today at the Brookings Institution in Washington and is expected to discuss how he plans to create jobs. The president has said that the massive federal bailout program for financial institutions was actually much less costly than expected. He said there may be ways to redirect some of the money toward creating new jobs. The president says the key question is determining whether the bailout money could be put towards selective job creation that meets the original intent of the law. He says one example would be directing bailout money to help small businesses get lending. Oil prices fell below $74 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down 6 cents to $73.87 a barrel. Japanese stock prices were lower. The Nikkei was down by 27 points, or 0.3%. This is NPR News. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in two cases testing the constitutionality of a federal anti-corruption law that has been used to prosecute numerous public officials and corporate executives. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Former newspaper mogul Conrad Black was convicted in 2008 under a law that makes it a crime to deprive corporate shareholders of their right to an executive's honest services. Former Alaska State Representative Bruce Weirich was charged in 2007 under a similar provision applicable to public officials. The law has been on the books for decades, but the two men are asking the Supreme Court today to declare it unconstitutional because they argue its language is so broad there's no way to know what conduct is legal and what is illegal. Or, as one justice put it, the law could even be used against any employee for phoning in sick to go to a ball game. The government and public corruption watchdogs counter that's just not how the law is realistically applied and that the statute is a necessary part of a comprehensive anti-corruption scheme. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates arrived in Afghanistan today and said that the United States is prepared to give Pakistan more help in fighting al-Qaeda forces if its government wants it. The secretary said it is Pakistan's foot on the accelerator when it comes to fighting terrorists. He said the U.S. could provide more assistance at any pace that they are prepared to accept. While Pakistan is considered one of the closest U.S. allies in the war on terrorism, it is also accused of giving anti-U.S. forces a safe haven along its lawless border with Afghanistan. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.